We're going to have a Tribune Building update today, and we have Corey Anfinson and Heather McCallops here to talk about the Tribune Building project. We've seen the trailer out front, and we know there's work going on inside, but what's all happening? But with that, I say good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I was just telling the ladies, I was saying, imagine in future Ardi Gras, as the Ardi Gras Festival grows, as it will, the role of the Tribune Building could play, maybe as a location for something during Ardi Gras. You know, this is right up in that, what we're talking about.
Exactly. A lot of opportunity, and especially as our downtown is just starting to explode and get more vibrant.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Okay. Let's talk about what's been happening, what's going to be happening. People see the trailer. They know there's been work going on inside. So since the trailers, the crews arrived, what's been actually happening?
Well, good news is we completed the interior demolition in the building in December, which was very exciting. We are currently working on procuring funding for the building, and so we're looking at lots of different unique financing structures to fund the building. So we're looking at grant dollars to help support the building, as well as maybe some low-interest loans. But there is definitely great interest in national funders to help support the Tribune.
So there's been national funders who've come forward and said, we'd like to be a part of this?
Yeah, and we have a lot of folks in conversation right now as we are talking about how are we going to raise enough money to fund the building. And national funders are really interested in mainly two things. And the one thing is the resident-led effort behind the building. That's very unique. That's not something that you see every single day. And so the process is really intriguing to many, and the learnings that came out of that and that we're continuing to learn from is pretty amazing. And the second thing I would say is the environmental sustainability features within the building.
Mm-hmm.
There are many national funders out there who are really interested in those features and looking at the Tribune as a model for other communities for sustainability practices.
Okay. So, and when we say funding the building, we're talking about the operation of the building.
Well, it's about the complete funding for the structure of the building. And okay. So we do have some funding already lined up.
For the construction work that's happening now.
Yes. So we're done with interior demolition, and we're going to be doing other phases of construction, but we're still working on securing all the funds to complete the building. But there's been a lot of local interest as well.
Really?
Yeah. So we've had people who might be interested in investing in the building. It could be within the microbrewery or some of the other spaces within the building. But some local interest has come about, and we have people who are interested in putting some dollars in. And so it could be $1. It could be, you know, $5,000.
I was just wondering, why, this has been a community-led effort.
Mm-hmm.
Why not say, put out the jar and say, listen, doesn't matter how much you want to put in. It's your building. Put in.
That's exactly right. So that opportunity is available, and it will be available at any time. We want to make sure that the residents who participate or those who haven't had the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't have the time to give, but maybe they have some treasure they'd like to share.
When do you have a framework or a time when you'd like to have all of the funding pieces together, or is this going to be an extended process through the construction and everything? I'm trying to get an idea here.
I mean, ideally, you would love to have everything secured right now, right?
Right.
But in many large projects, such as the Tribune, it takes time. So we've been aggressive with our timeline, really, but we hope that we have all the funding secured through many different resources sooner rather than later. But we are also very patient. We know that this is a great thing for the community, and if it's going to be a great thing, those things take time.
Yeah, it's like cooking. Okay, we have, you said the interior has been cleaned
up. Yes, it has been cleared out. And great news is that you can come yourself, Carl, or others in the community can come take a tour of it right now in its current state after interior demolition has been done. The walls are down, and it's amazing. The views are gorgeous.
Okay, when are we going to, how does someone arrange for a tour?
Well, actually, next week, Wednesday, we are hosting a Tribune public meeting. But prior to that public meeting, we have tours available at 5 or 5:30 p.m., and people can actually go to the Encourage website and RSVP so we know how many folks we're going to have on each tour.
Okay, okay. So, and the March 16th foreign meeting, what's going to be the topic of the, obviously the trip, but when are we going, are you looking for additional ideas, or what's going to, or is this a general, okay, folks, this is what we've done so far?
Yeah, it's really going to be about reconnecting people that have been participating along in the process, and also getting people connected who have not had the opportunity to participate in the public meetings. We've been going on the ground, going out to businesses, organizations, schools, and giving Tribune 101s, which are brief presentations about the Tribune. And it is amazing to me the response. That people, I had no idea, even though you do all this marketing, you feel like you put it out there. And people are connecting with it and realizing that, A, they can still be a part of this, and B, they're starting to understand what this means to our economy, to the downtown, to the development of our community. And so people are excited, and we expect to see a lot of new people at this public meeting. So it's an opportunity for those that have been engaged and those who are yet to become engaged to hear where we're at to date, to understand the updates of what's been going on with the building. And here, you know, Corey talked about the national investors who are just intrigued with this. This is just a darling if you think about it nationally. And they want to hear more. They want to invest. And they want to learn. And so it is a great opportunity to hear what national investors have been saying. And then, as Corey said, to hear about the opportunities locally to be an investor, whether it's time or treasure.
In terms of national investors, have some of those national investors come to Wisconsin Rapids to take a tour or view the site, or some of them saying, we're planning on making a visit to your community and like to meet with you?
Well, right now we've been going, Kelly Ryan has been going out. We, although, would volunteer, wouldn't we, to go out?
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, we've been going out to them and really showing them about the Tribune and what we're learning. And we've heard, as Kelly has come back to us, that as Corey said, the climate is a huge issue. So they are really intrigued nationally about the sustainability features, not only what we're going to put in the building, but again, as Corey said, what we're going to learn. And so it'll be a model for our community around sustainability practices, but nationally thinking about, okay, what works here, can they maybe replicate in other communities? So we anticipate that people will be coming here to see the Tribune. Right now we're going out and sharing.
Okay, because I would think, yeah, if there's, wow, this is something big, because you hear that phrase, sustainability, renewable energy, people are looking long term, and that's been one of the questions I've been raised to me. Well, how, okay, you get this thing built, how do you keep it going?
Exactly.
And not just the physical sustainability and environmental, but economic sustainability and the like. And I imagine in Tribune Building 101, that's one of the things you talked about.
The sustainability of it. Yeah. In fact, our last, we did a Tribune 101 over in Nacusa for some of their teachers. And that question came up, how are you going to sustain it? And one of the things we talked about is this is going to be a space where we innovate, we take risks, and there some things won't work. We know that, and that's okay. So it has to be flexible enough in its design and its operation that we can say, okay, if this didn't work, what's the next thing?
Yeah, you know, and that I'm glad you brought that up, Heather, because there's this mindset that has, and we're trying to get out of the mindset that, we've always done things this way. We don't do things that way. In order to grow, you have to think, I hate the phrase, but it's the only one I can think of right now, outside the box. You got to have new ways of looking at things.
Exactly. In our survey 2012, that's what people said. We want new ideas and opportunities. And if we think about our history, Carl, we are built on innovation. If we think about the paper mills and cranberry industry, innovation.
You know what? When those guys were building those paper mills, there were probably people going, that'll never work.
Exactly.
Oh, we don't do things that way. Or that's a river.
So I think culturally, we just need to get back to our roots. That's where we excelled. And along the way, you forget about it, right? It becomes just kind of standard practice. But we're at a space now, economically, culturally, where other we're not unique, but we have to get back to that innovative spirit. And this will be a space where we can do it.
Corey Anfinson and Heather McKellips are here. We're getting a Tribune Building update. And again, March 16th. You can see the interior walls are down. There's been a lot of work happening, so you can see the first what's been happening in this first phase of construction. March 16th, they're going to see a tour, and you're going to have. And then there's a meeting after. Where's the meeting going to be held?
Across the street at the Centralia Center at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so then you go across the street to the Centralia Center for the meeting, and here's an incentive. One of the things that that you all said you wanted, and you and that I think it's probably the most popular next to the makerspace,
absolutely,
is the microbrewery. Well, there's going to be, I guess, an announcement of a microbrewery club.
There, as part of the Tribune, as we've evolved through public meetings, is people were connecting with one another.
Sure.
And there is so many home brewers in our community, and there's such a passion and love for that, that those folks have connected, and they are creating a home brew club. And so their first dabble with their home brew club is they are going to be at the Tribune tours, and they're going to be doing samples at the end of the tour. So you can taste test some home brews, but they're starting a brew club, and that announcement of their name will be done at the tour.
Okay, so that's something to look forward to. And I was telling the ladies, if you have your copy of the USA Today's Tuesday edition in the money section, there's an article about big beer, and there's we're talking about SAB Miller, about the merging that's happening. And they talked to some folks in the microbrewery industry, and they're a little concerned about that because there's a culture surrounding this, and it's about, you know, supporting local producers, using local products to make local brews that have reached, and they don't want to see, they're looking at this as kind of a threat. And obviously, there's a lot of folks that share that passion, mm-hmm. who want to get started. And who knows how many, what people, you go, getting back to our roots, we used to have small breweries along the Wisconsin River. There was a
there was a
brewery along the Wisconsin. Contact our friends over at the Historical Society. They'll talk to you about in Grand Rapids area and Burien area. There were small breweries.
Nice.
I'm right here.
See, we have deep roots in it. And,
yeah.
And I totally agree with you. There is a culture around this home brewing and microbrewing that I never knew existed in our community. And it is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. It's neat when people have a passion and want to create something and they meet other people that are also interested. Now, April 19th is going to be a very special environmental sustainability presentation. One of the things about this building that you've mentioned that excites national funders who are looking at this project is the environmental aspects of this. So talk about that meeting. Where is it going to be held and who's going to be leading it?
Well, the meeting is going to be held out at Renaissance Learning in their cafeteria, and it's on Tuesday, April 19th, and it is a 5:30 to 7:30. And we have invited our partner at Concordia to come and lead this experience, Graham Hill from Concordia. He's been to Wisconsin Rapids many times during the Tribune process, will be presenting.
And we should mention, for those of you who have been just getting excited, Concordia was like the community consulting firm, facilitator, as it were, during this process. They're from New Orleans.
Yes. Concordia is a design firm out of New Orleans, and yes, they've been our partners since the beginning on the Tribune, helping us think about resident-led designs. So that's something we have not done before, and they have quite a bit of experience, so we invited them to help us in this process.
And they've been very enthused about this, because this has been very unique for them, especially I think they were blown away by the level of community involvement.
Absolutely. They have done resident-led projects before, but I think this one was a little bit different and unique in the sense of how many people we had come to that very first meeting. We were over 200 people ready to roll up their sleeves and give out ideas for what should be in that space, and that's pretty amazing.
Okay, so anyway, April 19th, over at the Renaissance. And what time is that meeting going to be?
It is 5:30 to 7:30, and residents, it's going to be an interactive session, but they're going to learn more about the Tribune Building's sustainable design and the features and functionality that's going to be within the space. But more importantly, you know, why is it important? Why did residents decide that we should invest money into sustainable features in the building? And what does it mean for not only the Tribune, but for the community as a whole?
One of the aspects of sustainability is its economic impact.
Absolutely.
So when people worry about, well, how are you going to keep this thing running financially. One way is through environmental sustainability.
Absolutely.
You reduce your energy costs. You reduce a whole lot of different expenses when you design things properly. And those folks who are in, or students who are studying that now know that, are being taught that. I mean, that's going to become the SOP, standard operating procedure, when it comes to design and architecture in the future. Okay, so we've Tribune. Anything more on Tribune 101? Are you still doing Tribune 101 update?
We are. We're getting lots of interest still, which...
How can someone schedule?
They can call Encourage or email Encourage, and we have a whole slew of people that are willing to go out and have conversations and give presentations. It's about, usually, we can tailor it, but usually about 30 to 40 minutes, and it gives everyone a real good, clear understanding of where we are today, what's happened in the past, and where we're going in the future.
I would say if you've been put in charge of your group or organization to plan the next meeting, this would be a very interesting topic, and the folks at Encourage would be more than happy to help do that. And what's the reaction to folks? You said you, despite all the publicity, I mean, we've done things on this program, I don't know, forever it seems like, but despite all the number of their fellow citizens who have been involved in this, and all the publicity and the news and everything else, and people still go, I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
What's, are they kind of blown away, or what's their reaction when they, after the presentation? Do you still have some naysayers, or do you have some people go, yeah, we can do that?
I'll let Corey lead. I have some thoughts, but I'll let
him
talk.
Okay.
You know, I would say that there may be some naysayers, but I haven't heard them at the meetings myself. But what I have heard is exactly what you said. I didn't realize how this is more than a building. That has been a resounding response that we've gotten at these Tribune 101s. I didn't really realize it was about more than just designing a building and thinking about what's going to be plopped inside there and that's it. But it's really about so much more. It's been about the residents coming together and accelerating their conversations and connections with each other by virtue of this shared place. We all live here. And we share this place, and we need to take care of this place. And I think that part is really intriguing. But then also it's about... the idea that this is going to launch entrepreneurs and it's going to help the economy. You know, it's not just thinking about, well, it's a building and they're going to have five people running it. No, it's about so much more than that. And the businesses that could spur from those innovative spaces within the building was really exciting for people to hear.
Yeah, and I think the process so far, you've already seen some of the outgrowth or the impact that it's had. When the city started talking, and the mayor's office and the common council said we want to hear from the citizens about what they want for the riverfront,
right?
Mm-hmm. And people showed up at events down by the riverfront to hear their consultant do a presentation,
exactly.
And people to give an impact. And people have told me, I want to be involved. I enjoyed this process.
Exactly.
I want to be more involved in other aspects of this community. I want to see this continue. I don't want this to just end. I want this to be the start of a continuing dialogue.
It's about people finding their voice and realizing the power of their potential. That everyone here, we all can participate, and our voice is welcome at the table. And feeling that way, folks who have attended Tribune meetings say that, you know, that I feel now I have more confidence to go to another meeting and share my thoughts or concerns in a constructive way, whereas before I wasn't really comfortable doing that. I didn't think I'd be heard.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's part of the Speak Your Peace initiative.
Mm-hmm,
is to get more voices to the table. And whether it be in a political sphere or whatever, you don't shout down people. You shut up and listen sometimes and let the other person talk and let them bring their ideas. And you get everybody bringing ideas, and all of a sudden they find out that they have more in common than they thought. That they're not really that different from one another. We can take your idea and put it with my idea and put it with your
exactly.
idea and with your idea, and we got something really special here. Let's do this.
And I love that you bring that up about the differing ideas, because it's not people aren't always going to agree, but let's at least have the dialogue and let's work together so the best idea or the best things come to light in that innovative spirit that right. we were talking about. And I would say from the Tribune 101s, what I've heard is an appetite. It's fostering an appetite to be involved. So your example of the riverfront discussion, I think, is great. Like, it is no longer, someone else will decide. No, I want to be a part of that discussion as a member of this community, and I want to help decide what it's going to look like, what businesses are going to grow and thrive, and just really be engaged in a new and different way.
And who knows, when you get people engaged and involved, hopefully we'll end the practice of seeing offices without candidates, because
people
will go, I'm going to run for office. I'm going to put my ideas out there on the table because I've been part of this process. I know how to do it. And I'm in a community where it's encouraged instead of discouraged. Okay. There's some big ideas here, folks. Mm-hmm. It's more than a building. I like the Tribune building. It's more than a building. Okay, we need to talk about the student job fair that you are helping to support. This is important, too, because gives kids a great opportunity to check out maybe a potential career path or just make some money and learn the discipline of work. So yes. Give us the details.
So this is the fourth annual student job fair, and it's going to be held on Monday, March 14th, and it's from 4 o'clock in the evening until 7 o'clock, and it's at the Boys and Girls Club, which is in the Old Pitch Elementary School.
And they've really done a beautiful job turning that into
Absolutely.
A club.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And so there is going to be opportunities for high school and college age students to come and connect with over 40 local businesses and organizations. So if they're looking for seasonal positions, year-round internships, or just exploring what careers might be available, that's going to be the conversations that they can have that night.
Okay. And again, the time, do they have to register in advance or?
No, they do not need to register in advance, but if they'd like to get more information, they can certainly give the Boys and Girls Club a call or the McMillan Library, and they can get more information about what's going to be happening that evening. But it's a really good opportunity for our young folks to get out and see employers all at once.
Well, it's a great thing for employers because they're thinking of the future of their businesses, and to find the future employees and managers of those businesses as a grant or to encourage a young person, you're good at math. You'd be good in this field. You want to spend a summer working here, and we'll teach you some of the basics or whatever. So, I mean, I'm 40 businesses and organizations. That's great to see that kind of community support. But again, folks, March 16th, mark this down, March 16th. You have the opportunity to actually take a tour of the Tribune building and see what's been happening so far. And then at the end of your tour, some of the microbrewers of our area will be willing to share a little sample of their work. And they'll be announcing the formation of the name and their brew club, home brew club. And then you go across the street to the Centralia Center for this updated meeting about what's going to be happening, where we go from here, what are some of the things we've talked about this morning, but in more detail. And you'll have a chance to interact. And anybody special that's going to be at the presentation that night, or is this the...
Besides Corey and I?
Yeah. No, I mean...
actually, we have a new staff member at Encourage, and it's going to be your opportunity to meet Jenny Harms.
Oh, great. Well, welcome to the team, Jenny. Okay. And April 19th is that environmental sustainability presentation. I would imagine all of this information is at the tribunebuilding.org. Website.
You can go to the Encourage website,
okay.
encouragecf.org, and you can find all of this information. And the student job fair, you can go give a call to either the Boys and Girls Club or McMillan Library to get further information.
Okay, ladies, a very interesting discussion, and I thank you for the update. And one last thing I didn't ask, when's the formal groundbreaking ceremony? Has that been scheduled yet, or is that coming down?
No, we haven't scheduled that as of yet.
Okay.
But you will be one of the first to know.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, you ladies have a great rest of the week and a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Thanks,
Corey Anfinson and Heather McKellips of the Encourage Community Foundation with their Tribune Building update. And that's good.